Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, so I've just finished recording a video. If you recognise this top, then you'll probably realise that it is the haircut and colour video, and I'm still kind of awake, so I decided, well, make the most of it and try and record one more video. So I was thinking, what kind of video do I record? And I remembered watching Whispers Red do a Get Unready With Me ASMR video now, so full credit to her for that idea, but I currently can't really take you around the house and show you with different angles and things, so I've collected everything that I need to get unready, and I'm gonna get unready with you right here and right now. So it is currently 2:15 in the morning. Everyone is asleep and I am going to get myself ready to go to bed. So the first thing I have is it's too hot for me to drink right now, but it's a cup of peppermint. Lovely beehive mug. I love this mug so much. Okay. So, as a girl, there's many different steps that I take to get ready. So, I'm gonna start by brushing my hair. I think that's an okay angle, isn't it? I think we'll leave putting my pajamas on. You're going to see a lot of my forehead in all of its glory today. Look at that massive thing. I'm going to try and fix that. So there you go, that's better. I molt as well. Like, whenever I brush my hair, it's loose. And by the way, right now I'm like claiming to really look after myself and do all these things to get myself unready and everything, but a lot of the time I'm actually really, really naughty and I don't do a lot of the things I'm doing now. But I'm trying to demonstrate to you what my ideal getting ready with me is. So anyway, I've got a lot of makeup on because I've been recording. So, first thing to do is take my eyelashes off, which are the Cink lashes, C-I-N-K, because I do get a lot of questions about what lashes I use or what extensions I'm having. Currently, this video, I'm still wearing false eyelashes. So, from sometime in April, I think it was, yeah. So, Right at the end of April is when I stopped having eyelash extensions. So any videos from then onwards have all been false lashes, different types. They've all either been from Cink, C-I-N-K, or from Tatty Lashes. I can leave those links down in the description down below, if that helps, because I know that a lot of people ask. These ones are Holy Grail, I think. Maybe they're not, I'm not sure, but I like these ones. This is the first time I've worn these ones, and I think they look quite a bit like extensions, so I'm gonna take these off. I'm gonna cover my face actually to do it, because I think it's a bit gross. But they come off really easy like that. So there's one. I always pick the excess glue off and put them back in the case, but we'll leave them there for now. And there we go. Good thing about these is they have a really, really very thin band. You can barely see it. So if they start to come away a little bit, you don't have a really weird, like, sticky out bit, which is a very nice thing to have. Okay, next I'm gonna take thing is 700 milliliters. You can buy these in like a pack of two bottles, and one of these bottles will get me through 6 months. So two bottles will get me through a year. To be fair, I could probably get this bottle for a year, because I don't actually wear makeup that often. I probably wear makeup 3 days a week. The rest of the time I don't wear makeup. Or I wear like very, very minimal, like I'll put a bit of concealer and I'll draw my eyebrows on. But yeah. So. Made it all foamy. Okay. As well, but I already have these. I think, as I've said before, you know, if I've already bought it, I'm not just gonna discard it. I might as well use it and then discard it. Otherwise, that's just as wasteful as purchasing it in the first place. So. Put a bit too much on there. Okay. So, I'm just gonna start to take away my makeup. And if you've been watching me for a while, then you will know that in the past I've had really, really, not really bad skin actually, because I think a lot of people have a lot worse, and I was very lucky that my acne didn't get so far. Basically, I had really, really bad acne on my chin, which is cystic acne. It's got a lot to do with stress and hormones. And I now have an acne treatment. Starting with a Z, I'll leave that down below. In fact, I'll leave everything that I'm using or talking about, I'll leave down below. That has worked wonders for me. But also, ever since leaving university, my skin has been worlds better. I used to have constant scabs or spots on my chin now, and you can see now. You can see some red dots from the scar. There is nothing there. It's all just like a couple of little scars here and there, and this is a permanent scar that I'm just so proud of my skin because there was a time where it really would get me down, and I'd have people commenting about it, which of course, you know, if you notice something, you're gonna see something. But yeah, it was a bit difficult. But yeah, I'm very, very proud of my skin now, and hence I take care of it now. By the way, I always use one pad to remove skin makeup and then one pad to remove eye makeup. I like doing these types of videos though, because I think that seeing someone that you watch online kind of strip back and be, you know, look a little bit ugly in moments like now, like, whew, that's not a good look, is it? I think that, you know, seeing people that you watch online look like they've had better days is kind of good for kind of making you feel a bit more real, I guess. I watch a lady called Louise Pentland. She's one of my favourite YouTubers. I just love her. I've been watching her since I was a teenager. And she's very real. She's very kind of, you know, unapologetically her. And I just love that about her. I think that's wonderful. My eyes will look very red. That is because I've just rubbed them, not because I've got anything wrong with me. I think sometimes women are fine, but sometimes men don't quite understand that if you just rubbed your face, it's gonna get a bit irritated and then it'll calm down. Like a woman who has just taken her makeup off doesn't look like that. You know, like, I look different in the morning when I've woken up compared to when I take my makeup off at night, because my skin has time to settle, and it's difficult to explain. Women, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. Usually at this point, I wouldn't use more of this. I would go and wash my face with an actual, like, cloth and stuff. I'm not going to do that purely because I can't do that on camera, so we are going to just keep going, just because I really want to make sure that all my eye makeup is off. I am getting my eyelash extensions again on Friday to go on holiday, and I'm so excited. You might not even see them. It all just really depends, because I might not get them again after I've had them. See, there's loads and loads of, like, little bits, and it's a lot because I use lashes, so it's a lot of the glue. What was I saying? Yeah, you might not see them because I might not get them again. But we shall see. I don't know. I can't. I should have a mirror, really. I can't see if they're clean. I think they're clean now. Okay. Ta-da. Super Michelle without makeup on. Squeaky clean. Now we've got no makeup on. A few different things. I like to kind of give myself a little bit of a facial because I'm like a pamper. So I haven't really planned what I'm going to do everything, but I guess I'm going to put a face mask on first. So this is, and by the way, I have lots and lots of different face masks. I kind of, like, buy them and then don't use them because I collect them up, and then I'm like, which one do I want to choose? This one is the L'Oreal Pure Clay Detox Mask. I really relied on this a lot when I was having bad skin. I do like this. It is a little bit strong. I would never use it, like, every day or even more than once a week, really. Comes in this little pot, and honestly, I've gotten so much out of this. What I'm going to do is have a little hairband. I look so attractive now. The worst thing is I'm really pale as well, so I'm just going to look like an egg, but it's fine. Okay. So we're going to pin my hair back. Get my ear out. There we go. Oh, yes. You do, you can't embarrass yourself on the internet. Okay, then I take this little it's like a silicone-y brush, and I just paint it on. I don't go all the way around my jaw or everything. I'll paint a little bit on my cheek, a little bit on my forehead, and then just, you can see where I break out. It's kind of here and here. It's like a little tell this is getting old now, and I do need to start throwing this away, I think, because it's starting to get a little bit hard, which is my own fault, because I leave it with the lid on while I'm using it, but I shouldn't. Okay. I don't want to get it in my eyebrows. Literally, because this mask is quite a strong one, I will only put it on the places I actually have breakouts, because otherwise it's just not needed. I wanted to like make it all pretty, like in a nice little shape, and I've just not done that at all, have I? Like, what am I doing? Now thinking about it, I know that Emma's video was way more relaxing than this. It's fine. Can you see, like, this bit here that I get? It's weird, I always kind of get it like in the center of my different bits. Weird. When I was a teenager, I used to always get spots around my nose. I used to get a lot of black hairs on my nose. I would get spots on my cheeks and my forehead. But when I was going through my cystic acne, I would literally, it was just my chin or around my lip. Only there, like I'd never get it anywhere else, which proves that it is a hormonal thing. You know, I'm sure that you've been ASMR watchers, you've seen some people make videos about face mapping, and it really is real, like in terms of depending on where you're breaking out on your face, you can tell if there's you know, something wrong in your diet or something wrong.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With your current mood, stress levels, and then it kind of teaches you how you can combat it to change it. I didn't put the lid back on that properly. See, I meant to put that back on. And I forget. There we go. Okay. just while I have it on, I'm just going to put a little bit of lip balm on purely because my lips are feeling a little bit dry. I don't actually like this one that much. I feel like you've got to really cake it on for it to like feel like it's going anywhere. But it would do, and it was in a cute little case. So. Okay. So, now we're waiting for our face mask to finish. I am going to hair oil in my hair, and then I guess we'll read a little bit of my book. So this is the Moroccan hair oil. I'm obsessed with this stuff. I'm literally like, it's already been in 3 of my videos. It'll probably be in a lot more because I just love it, and it's just the best smelling thing. I literally put this in my hair about 20 minutes ago, and I'm putting more in, but it's fine because I need to wash my hair tomorrow anyway, so I'm just gonna give it a nice treatment. Ta-da. Imagine if someone starts watching this video, closes her eyes and falls asleep, and then wakes up and just looks at the screen and sees this. You're welcome. Right, okay. Let's see. Should we have a little candle? We'll have a little candle to drink our tea and read our book. Let me make some. Video is not planned at all. I just thought I'm going away in 2 weeks time and I need to like backlog videos, and I couldn't record anything else that I've planned now because I need to write scripts and sort out props and costumes. So it's kind of like, well, do I try and do like an impromptu role play, or do I do a get on ready with me? And I was like, birds with one stone. So let me just grab a candle. Here's my little burner. And what I do is light the tea light and pop it in there, and then I've got a little wax, scented wax, handmade. See, so let me see. It's Ocean Breeze. It's clean. We'll have a clean cotton one. Just because I'm not fancying a Christmassy one right now. So pop this on there, and then we'll just light the match was up to something, then it was acting a bit strange. We just pop that away. Okay. Then we get the little tea light and pop it in there. Okay. So it has a little home. light. Let me see if my tea is sippable. That's nice. Peppermint tea, if I didn't say already, but I think I did. I don't think I will read my book, but I'll tell you what I'm reading at the moment. If you're interested, currently I'm only on like chapter 2, I think, of Car Hunter Close to Home. I'll read you the little blurb. Basically, it's like a crime book. I just really love like crime documentaries, thrillers, murder, kidnapping. I mean, it sounds awful, doesn't it? But like, I find human psychology really interesting, and like why murderers and people do what they do, I find it really interesting. So yeah. It says, how could a child vanish without a trace? Last night, 8-year-old Daisy Mason disappeared from a family party. No one in the quiet suburban street saw anything, or at least that's what they're saying. D.I. Adam Foley is trying to keep an open mind, but he knows that 9 times out of 10, it's someone the victim knew. That means someone is lying, and that Daisy's time is running out. And that's so true. Usually, it's like one of the parents, or the step-parents, or the uncle, or the neighbour, like, 9 times out of 10, it's, like, the person that you suspect it's gonna be, so. There we go, you can see it melting now. I can't pick it up, though, because it's hot. But you can... Oh, I can pick it up from there. There we go, it's not hot there. You can't really see. That will be like liquid fire, so like you do not want to try and touch it. So I really shouldn't have probably picked it up. Okay, this is now going hard. So again, I wouldn't usually use micellar water to remove it, but I'm going to. Oh wow, that smells so nice doing this, because it's like forcing myself to pamper myself, which I feel like recently I've just not done enough of. I've really not taken care of myself, and I think that it shows. And I have had a few of you message me or comment, and I do really appreciate your concern, because yeah, I'm not 100% myself at the moment. Definitely struggling, but I will get better. What no one tells you is that YouTube is a very lonely job to have. And obviously beforehand I had university, and now that's finished. I've kind of been on my own, and I am looking for acting work. I'm in the process of trying to get an agent, so for the moment this is kind of my, you know, keep it going job, which I'll never stop. Like, as long as people will watch, I'll keep going. But obviously I want to be an actress. I'd love to do BBC dramas, or like, my dream job would be to be on like the UK version of like Criminal Minds. That would be incredible. That would be so cool. But Criminal Minds has been cancelled, which is rubbish. But anyway, yeah, I'd love to do something like that. But we'll see, you know. I'm not gonna say never, because one day it might happen for me, one day it might, but they also might not. And I'm so lucky and fortunate to have this as well, because it means that I have the privilege that most people that want to do acting don't have. You know, most wannabe actors, performers, they have to go and, you know, become a waitress. I've been there, done that, and luckily I don't have to do that because of YouTube, and I'm so grateful for it, which is why I think it's so important to give back as well, which is why I'm doing the charity thing. But I'm not sure if you know about it yet, because I don't know when this video is going up. You probably don't know about it. Well, on the 1st of August, look out, because there will be a charity event. I'm not going to tell you what yet, though, because I don't think you know. Anyway, that is all removed. Okay, now, I'm going to use another cotton pad. See, this is the problem, because you just get through so, so many when you're not using the usable ones. But at least I'm going to use them up, and I'm not buying more. Cotton pad. I'm going to take my Pixie Glow Tonic and pop this on. Just rose quartz roller. I just like to quickly roll over it, just because it feels nice and cooling before I put the other products on my skin. You're meant to do this like properly through your facial routine, and like properly like massage your face, but I just like to, I don't even do it properly, but it just feels nice. Serum on, which is an anti-aging serum, because I'm now in my 20s. And if you start to protect your skin now, it will mean that you are better off in the future. So just put two blobs on, and this is specifically to use at night as well. This cream always feels really weird because it's like a jelly. I don't know if that will be enough. I think I need a bit more, but we'll see. Oh, I like to apply a little bit and then see if I need any more. Oh, it feels so nice. Yeah, we're just going to put a little bit on my forehead. We didn't quite get there, did we? It's sad that you... when you realise that you're in your 20s and you need to start, like, taking your makeup off at night and, you know, actually remembering to use face creams and stuff, because you'll thank yourself. In later years. So there we go. There is me. All makeup free and all glowy. You can see when I start to put products on, it starts to agitate the scarring and it starts to redden a little bit more, but this will go down during the night with the creams and everything. And the retinol serum is actually really good for helping with the scarring as well. So yeah, there we go, that is everything. So I'm gonna go and pop my pajamas on and get into bed. So I hope that you really enjoyed this video. In fact, actually, I need to take this off because I don't actually go to bed with it on. I do find if I leave that on at night time and fall asleep with that on, it really doesn't feel good. It really hurts my head. Hope you've enjoyed this video. And thank you for joining me. And I hope that you've enjoyed kind of seeing me get on ready. Yeah. Sorry that I've been looking so much at the viewfinder. It's because obviously I've been putting products on my face. So it's natural to look here so I can see what I'm doing. As I said before, I'll leave all the products in the description if you're interested in what I use. I'm, you know, no skin or makeup expert, but this is what works for me. And as a previous acne sufferer, I feel like I kind of know what I'm talking about a little bit.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.